The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 178, Cat and Mouse.
You said you saw me ship about to land. Are you sure?
Your ship and mine are the only two freighters in port. Yeah, I'm sure.
Jaffra, we need to get to the port ASAP.
We're going to stick with the plan. You'll stay with Marco to see if he gets contacted by the doctor. Meet you and Jim board the Mercury and get out of sight. Use your onboard cameras and notify us when there's activity. Gabby and I will return to the Mercury.
And what about Bella?
I'm staying with Marco. I want to get back on board and make sure nothing has happened to Lord Zokar.
Do you think that's wise?
What? Don't you trust me, Nathaniel?
No. I don't think Dr. D trusts you either.
Can I throw my hat in the ring?
Joe Mack and I feel the same way.
He did hijack me ship and help set me adrift in that shuttle.
Everyone just relax. The doctor is out to destroy Wi-Fi. I don't think Bella is going to do anything to jeopardize our mission. She wants Dr. D out of the way as much as all of us.
Yeah, but she also wants Wi-Fi freed, and I think you'll have something to say about that.
We'll cross that bridge when we come to it. And now you each have your assignments, so move out.
Roger that.
Well, this'll be interesting. Joe Mac just wants a ship, but his crew's scattered. Bella just wants Wi-Fi, while Jaffra wants the doctor and Wi-Fi. I think Gabby wants to scratch out Bella's eyes and vice versa. Meanwhile, Tam wants her old ship back, and I don't know what you want.
One of your delicious steak dinners?
Well, what do you know? Two of us at least want the same thing.
Let's get back to the ship. I've got a couple burgers Vlad smuggled aboard the BSS.
I didn't hear that. Now, let's go eat.
So, any questions about tomorrow?
Well, as long as you pair up with Kate and I get to stay with Nelson here, I think we'll be fine.
I'm really curious to know how they're going to transport the hackers from the STIP.
I'm guessing that Louie's going to pick them up.
But he'd need something like a 14-passenger bus, unless he plans on making several trips.
Maybe he's going to get Leonard involved.
I just wish we had a better handle on the time schedule.
Wow, ask and you shall receive. Louie's getting a call.
Let's hope they're not just going to compare lunches.
Astoria Seafood and Grill, this is Manny. Can I take your order?
What?
I'm just busting your chops, Hank. I'm thinking about supper. There's so many varieties of restaurants here.
Well, here we go.
As much as I can appreciate your fine dining, it's business first. Are you set to go?
Yes. As I understand it, my first guests will arrive at sundown local time. They'll be followed by the second group within 5 local minutes.
And Leonard is ready to assist.
Yes, you'll be here with his passenger van. We'll be able to transport everyone in one trip.
And he has secured lodging for everyone.
He has 3 apartments, plus one can stay at mine.
Once everyone is safely assembled, let me know, and we'll initiate the transfers here. If there is any kind of interference, let me know. If I don't hear from you 20 minutes after they arrive, I will abort the mission.
I understand. I guess that means I can't stop for a short snack.
You guessed correctly. I will await your call tomorrow.
I understand.
Well, I'd say you got your wish, Agent Jocko.
Yeah, it appears so.
Yes, Agent Jocko. I was expecting your call. I take it you heard the conversation as well?
I certainly did, Mr. Pierman. As I see it, we really can't move in on these people when they first arrive. If we did, the Houston crew will abandon their mission and most likely reschedule.
Precisely. There's no guarantee that they will try in Houston again. If we're going to stop them, we'll need both locations to go through with their plans.
So what do you propose?
Louis is to call Hank within 20 minutes of the team's arrival. Let them transport our visitors to the apartment complex. Once they're inside, we can secure the building. I have other IDF agents from nearby precincts coming to assist.
We need to make sure that all the arrivals go to the apartment.
I'm taking care of that. Once they arrive, call me with a description of the 2 vehicles along with the plates. I'll have several vehicles ready to tail them. You and your team will follow a little bit behind Louis' crew to the apartment and set up the surveillance.
We'll be in two vehicles, Kate and I in one, and Nelson and Kelly in the other. We'll be able to monitor both the front and the rear entrances.
Excellent. You can coordinate with the extra help on tailing instructions. Do you have Leonard wired?
We thought that would be too risky. These people are coming in are supposed to be experts in computers and all things wireless. What we do have is purely old school. We have a hard-wired microphone next to the vent in the apartment. It's wired into a recorder in the next room. It's all hardwired, no wireless signals. I've got an agent monitoring. He'll call if he hears something important.
That sounds good. I just hope they don't make their move until the Houston arrivals make theirs. We don't want anyone being tipped off.
All right. All we can do now is sit tight and wait for sundown tomorrow.
We got the word from Queens that their group was arriving at sundown Eastern Standard Time. That means everything's now in motion. That night, after getting everything ready for the trip, I thought about what was happening in deep space with Jim. I really envied him. Even though I was nearly killed on the Mercury, I miss space travel and the adventures it brought. The next morning, Lenora arrived safely in Houston and I made it to Queens. I don't think Kelly was exactly thrilled to see me.
You are cleared for egress.
Cleared for egress.
Welcome to Flushing Meadows.
Agent Jocko, good to see you again. Kelly?
Hey, sis. Guess you got your wish?
What? To get back in the field?
That and watch over me.
Kelly, listen. It's nothing like that. I was hoping to go to Houston just so we could avoid something like this.
Look, we're going to be way too busy to worry about any of this. Kate, you and I will be working as a team and Kelly will be with Nelson.
By the way, where is old Vivian?
He's monitoring things back at the station. You just had this one, Beck?
Yeah, thanks. I tell you, that stip was small. It's like a cramped elevator.
That's not the Flushing Meadows stip. That one is at our transfer point in Boston. This is the small transporter. We're guessing that our visitors will be using a medium transfer stip.
Wow, these towers are big. I think I've seen these before in a movie.
Yeah, but don't worry. There aren't any big cockroaches here. I've checked.
Ah, that's where I've seen these towers before. Black suits and sunglasses.
Yeah, and how ironic is it that we're here to stop aliens from coming through this portal?
Hey, forget the black suits and sunglasses. I want some of the weapons they had.
We'll just have to do with what we have. So it looks like they'll have to make a couple of trips if they use these smaller transporters.
Two trips, to be precise. We're not to make contact with them until after the Houston group arrives. Otherwise, they might abort the entire mission.
Are we expecting any kind of resistance?
According to Pyramid, they should be unarmed. These are Rage sympathizers from Latumus.
Should be. That doesn't mean they will be. We have to assume that they are armed and we need to take all precautions.
Like giving me a service revolver?
I have an M19 laser as precaution, as do all my other agents. As a senior agent, Nelson will be armed. You and Kate won't be armed.
You hear that, Kate? Only the men will be armed. What are we supposed to do, make supper for everyone?
No, it's not like that. Just so you know, one of my other agents is a female. You're a probie, and Kate is just here on a rehab mission.
I agree with Kelly. We both finished top in our respective classes. I've already been in a few firefights and did all right for myself.
And I had the second highest qualification score in the Academy for weapons training. And guess who had the highest?
Look, I know that both of you are more than qualified, but it's out of my hands. You're here for experience, and Kate is here on a rehab assignment. Listen, if you want to take this up with Pierman, be my guest. Personally, I wouldn't mind some extra firepower. Like I said, we don't know if they are armed or not.
This is a public park. If they're armed, things are going to go south in a hurry.
We're having this area of the park closed an hour before and after sunset. We'll be in unmarked vehicles, so everything should look normal to them.
Oh yeah, nothing screams normal like a couple of dark Crown Vics.
I don't think aliens from Latumus would notice that we're driving Crown Victorias. If it makes you feel any better, I'll take my POV.
Jocko, I don't even want to think about what kind of car you drive.
Let's get back. I want to talk to Nelson. I've got a few things we need to straighten out.
Kate, I've changed my mind. I'm glad you're here.
Mr. Gregory, thank you for meeting with us.
Agent Simon, Junior Analyst Jameson, welcome back.
Thank you, sir. Did you get our message concerning this evening?
Yes, I did. I hope you realize that sunset occurs around the time people are leaving for home and other people are arriving for the night shift. Since this is a central transfer point, we have hundreds of STIP units in operation, going all over the Southwest and to other central transfer points around the nation.
Yes, we are well aware of that. Do you have dedicated operators for each STIP unit?
As much as possible. We have several of the smaller ones that are controlled by a single operator.
Then they should have a pretty good idea of who works here and who doesn't.
That is our biggest concern. Since you are a central point, these hackers could be arriving on any one of these units, either together or one by one.
What do you propose?
Since your units are in hubs, I take it that there is a central controller for each of these single controllers.
Yes, we have 6 main hubs that control up to 10 individual controllers. They in turn have several units that they monitor.
That works out perfectly. With you, Agent Solomon, myself, Sam, Tracy, and Garrett, we can cover the main controllers.
Exactly. Brief all your people to be on the lookout for anyone new or suspicious and report it to the main controllers. Each of us will be stationed with them. We can identify them and track them to the exits.
Your security guards will be stationed at each exit. We'll contact them and inform them who to detain.
That's quite doable. We have a holding facility here that should do the job. Do you have any idea how long they'll be detained?
Until the infiltrators from Queens have been transported here.
We will then put them onto your deep space transport for Boulder Bar. We can let the authorities there sort things out.
Do you have any intelligence that would suggest that they'll be armed?
No. We've checked with our colleagues in Queens and they also have no idea. But logic says that they would blend in better unarmed.
The last thing they'd want to do is get caught with a weapon. The deadliest things they'll probably have on them is a jump drive full of malware.
Even so, we'll be armed as a precaution.
We'll need to exercise extreme caution. If one of the STIP units gets hit, it could be disastrous.
We don't plan on discharging any weapons inside here. If they attempt to make their escape, I'm sure you have enough security to watch the exits.
I can provide enough officers to cover the exits and assist at each main console.
We plan on getting here at least an hour prior to sunset. I hope we've a well-stocked cafeteria.
Why is that?
We'll have a Hongun with us, and it will be his feeding time.
Not to worry, Mr. Gregory. We'll make sure he is well-fed before we arrive.
What's the status of Miss Jernigan?
She will be arriving with us. She says she is unaware of which portal they'll be using. She'll wait inside here to escort them outside. She'll contact Hank, and he'll arrive in a small passenger bus to take our uninvited guests to an undisclosed location.
Once everyone is secured, we have a team ready to secure the bus and take Hank into custody.
How are you going to explain that to your civil authorities?
Hank was already a suspect with the Houston Police Department. In fact, Captain Richards had to make sure he never saw her. She interrogated him once.
He'll just be brought in for questioning. Once we get him to the station, he'll mysteriously disappear.
On a deep space stick.
Hey, Gabby, I'm going to get myself a quick brekkie. How's about some Vegemite on toast? You know what I really need is a flat white. Oh, but I guess this long black will have to do.
Listen, Joey, it's hard enough on my translator to understand aliens, but there's nothing in the database for you kangaroos. How about some black coffee? You got any of that?
Yeah, I just told you I did.
Good morning. Sounds like you two are getting an early start.
Hey, you want some of this liquid mud Joe Mac calls coffee?
That's okay. I never developed a taste for it.
I don't think anybody has.
Good morning, crew.
So where have you been? My ship could be in a different galaxy by now.
Not to worry. Barnes and I have been scouting your ship. No one's left since it's landed.
Your shipmate Marco still hasn't been contacted.
Yeah, they probably saw the Mercury here and making plans for an escape.
I don't think so. They're docked pretty far away from us. They may not even know we're here.
Where's Jaffa and Bella?
When we heard your ship had landed, he brought me and Bella back. Jaffa went back to keep an eye on the hospital, in case the good doctor decided to sneak back in.
Okay, that accounts for you and Jaffa. Now where is Bella?
She went to the area where your ship is docked.
Ah, oh, that's just great. She could go back and tell him everything we're doing.
I don't think you'll have to worry about that. She wants the free Wi-Fi, and I'm sure the doc knows that. He won't let her anywhere near that ship.
And besides, she knows her only chance of freeing him is by working with us.
And what do you think she'll do when we get Zokar back under our control?
That's when I get to deal with her.
What are you talking about? I can hear you on the other side of the bulkhead.
We're just discussing what we're going to do with Wi-Fi and Bella.
Yeah, and I have a feeling that she's going to cause us a problem.
I think we're just going to sick Gabby on her.
I have a question about this somatic matrix tissue the doctor's been developing in the lab.
What about it?
Wi-Fi already has one implanted. Why does he even need one?
Well, it's a developing technology. My implant's an upgrade from his. I think the doctor wants to totally reprogram his whole biometric system. I think his plan all along has been to reprogram Zokar so that he can have control over him. This new implant most likely contains several mind-controlling upgrades. He would be able to use Zokar as a weapon.
It's all smoke and mirrors, if you ask me.
Bella for Mercury.
Go for Mercury.
A female just left the ship, headed towards town.
Let me take that. Does she have long, straight hair, rather tall?
Yes, and she's carrying a small leather bag.
That's Nurse Ladnar. She's Dr. D's personal nurse. She's probably headed for the bar to look for Marco. And I'll bet you 100 units she's packing the same drug that knocked me out.
You mean right before he put that mind-controlling unit right inside your tiny head?
Follow her and don't let her see you. Let us know if they return together.
Will do.
Mind-controlling device? Struth, what's she talking about, Gabby?
All right, everybody, just stop right there. Gabby was drugged and had a small chip implanted in her brain. The doctor demanded she send information through a series of small bursts. Morse code.
Morse code? So that's how he was staying a step ahead of us. You just...
Hold on, Joe Mac. Gabby suffered severe headaches induced by Dr. D. Don't forget, I have a similar implant. She sent him a lot of false information. He was only able to track us by homing in on her signal.
When Gabby and Barnes went to fix that circuit, it was a ruse to get Gabby alone and confront her. That room is sealed, so no signal can get in or out.
I reprogrammed her chip so it's useless to him. He can't hurt her anymore.
Are you sure?
Oh yeah, I'm sure. He hasn't been able to send anything that I could pick up since Barnes reprogrammed the chip.
If the doctor was still able to detect her chip, he wouldn't have docked here. He most likely thinks we're chasing his tail all over Newmark.
This is all well and good, but while we're here worrying about Gabby, that nurse is on her way to the bar with Bella following her. I don't trust her.
You're right. Joe Mac, you and Captain Tam head to that bar, but stay out of sight. Keep an eye on the nurse and Bella. Let us know when they head back.
We can do that.
What do you want us to do if Bella interferes or tries to go with them?
Personally, I'd let it play out. She was part of the group, so she stands a better chance of getting involved than we do.
I agree. She may even try to board the Canberra to get to Wi-Fi. She might be able to disrupt things enough for us to rush the ship. I'll run all this by Jaffa and see what he says.
Contact us if he has any new directives. Come on, Joe Mac. It's time to do your favorite thing.
And what's that?
Bar hop.
I have some good news for you, Detective Jocko. That extra firepower you wanted...
Pierman cleared you two, didn't he?
We can carry? That's awesome. Are we going to get the M19 laser pistols then?
No, but it's a 19. We're being issued Glock 19s. Needless to say, that use of deadly force is a last resort.
That's for certain. The first line of defense will be using laser pistols set for heavy stun.
Don't you worry about a thing, Detective Jocko. We'll have your back.
Have your back? Where?
When we go to take these hackers down. Your two cohorts here will have granted permission by Pierman the Pack. They'll both be issued standard Glock 19s.
Kate, you've more than proven yourself in the field. But Kelly?
I can handle myself. I was top gun in my class.
Shooting at silhouette targets is one thing, but aiming and pulling the trigger on a human is another.
Yeah, but these guys aren't exactly human.
They're close enough.
I think Kelly can handle herself. What is it, Nelson? You don't think women can fight under pressure?
Yeah. Hey, Detective Jocko, did Nelson ever tell you about the time he wrestled Kate?
Oh, here we go. What's it been, a whole week since the story's been told?
Yeah, but it never gets old. Let's have a look at this map. All right, right here is Flushing Meadows, and the STIP is right here. You two will park over here and wait for the arrival of our guests. Kate and I will be here at the apartment complex.
You said we'd have rolling tails.
That's correct. The first one will pick them up by the entrance here. They'll follow them to this exit, then pass them and set up surveillance in this lot across from the apartment. The other tail will pick them up here.
What do you want us to do?
Let them get a good head start on you. After you hear the first tail confirm the target, start towards the apartment. You'll be our car in reserve, just in case they take a different route and lose the tail.
All right, we'll be monitoring. We'll set up right here upon our arrival. I take it your two tail vehicles will cover these possible exits?
Yes, hopefully they will stay in place until the Houston crew arrives at the power plant. So we have to be careful not to spook them before that.
Let's just hope that Leonard doesn't freak out before they set their plan in motion.
Simon, welcome back. How did you and Jameson make out with Gregory?
I think we have everything under control.
They will have people on all of the STIP landing pads. Once they arrive, we'll notify Queens to apprehend their arrivals.
We will then detain them in a holding facility there at the transfer point, and then await the arrival of the Queens crew.
After everyone is rounded up, they'll be put aboard a deep space STIP, and Bob's your uncle. They'll be looked up in Baldibar.
Sounds like everything is falling into place. Did you finalize plans for capturing Hank?
Yes, Scarlet will be at the reception station as the rage plants begin to arrive. Hank will be in a bus near the plant. Once everyone arrives, she will call him and he'll drive a small 14-passenger bus to a plant exit. Once he does, Garrett and Jameson will take him down.
So are you going to be with Simon or waiting outside with Garrett?
I'm going to be on the inside, helping with the landing pads. Once we've accounted for everyone, I'll even join up with Garrett, and then Scarlet will call Hank.
Okay. It sounds like everything is falling into place. Let's go and talk to Mrs. Jernigan.
Ms. Jernigan, so nice to see you again.
Agent Simon. Jameson?
We're sorry to have kept you waiting, but we were making final preparations with Mr. Gregory.
I understand. There is a lot of coordination needed for this operation.
Indeed. It's a rather delicate dance we're doing here. We need to make sure that everyone is on the same page.
I believe Scarlett's pretty up to speed on what she needs to do.
Splendid. Everything will depend on you giving Hank the all clear. Have you had any communication with him?
I'm to call him an hour before the operation to give him the all-clear sign.
I think all we need to do now is wait.
Almost everything you need to do.
I'm sorry?
I'm not going to do any of this until Colonel Benjamin Korski is brought to justice.
Scarlet Jernigan thrown a wrench into the operation. Will the entire rage plan be postponed? Will Bella interfere with the capture of Dr. D? And will Wi-Fi and will Marco go with Nurse Ladner back to the Canberra? Find out the answers to these questions and more in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Monkey Wrench.